Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
The college football season has one surprising game left. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Imagine you were a bettor and put money on the college football playoff coming down to Indiana of the Big Ten and Miami of the ACC. Even though Indiana reached the CFP last season, the odds of the Hoosiers returning and winning the national championship were about plus 10,000, which is less than 1%, qualifying them as a long shot. Compared to its dynasty status more than three decades ago, Miami was installed at a plus 3,500 to win the CFP, with a 2.8% chance, more than three times how IU started. After winning three games to reach Monday night, the Canes are only a slight underdog because it's at home for them at Hard Rock Stadium. What we all are hoping for is a close game like most of the CFP. The matchup helped the Big Ten some and the ACC a whole lot after entering the postseason as the best conference and the fourth best, respectively, and their bowl results upgraded both leagues. The Big Ten sent 12 teams from its 18-school conference to bowl games, including defending champion Ohio State returning to the CFP with a first-round bye before losing to Miami in the quarterfinal round. Their bowl record was 10-5. The mighty SEC was 4-10. The ACC sent 11 teams to bowl games and boosted their flagging football reputation by going 9-4, with Miami winning three postseason games, plus Duke 2, Louisville, NC State, SMU, and Wake Forest. The four losers were Cal, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Pitt, the ACC last winning eight bowl games in 2016. This is further complicated what the ACC might do when expansion rears its head again. Clemson and Florida State entangle themselves with the ACC about leaving. They spent millions of dollars in legal fees before settling all the suits. It turned out the SEC wanted neither the Tigers nor Seminoles, who could beat a lot of their teams on the field without adding much more TV rights fees from the states of South Carolina and Florida, which both had state universities and large audiences. So the Big Ten, which grew to 18 schools over the last 30 years by adding Penn State, Nebraska, Maryland, and Rutgers, and most recently UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington, and might still want schools from Virginia and North Carolina to further nationalize its brand. Duke, Carolina, and Virginia are the schools that are reportedly most interested, and because their football teams are no threat to Michigan, Ohio State, and now Indiana. But the Blue Devils, Tar Heels, and Cavaliers on the hardwood would make the Big Ten ultra-prestigious. Meanwhile, the ACC has recently signed a new increased contract with ESPN and now looks more like to stay together for the foreseeable future. And their most lucrative carrot would be to have Notre Dame join as a football member. This is our Chansky. See ya.